Oh, come on, machine. Squeeze, oh, come on. Boing, boing, do it. You can do it. You can do it. Welcome back to Rural War Room Radio, where one of the disc players that's the fire you go. Okay, it's not going to work. So this is the end of the year-end clearance show.
Yeah.
And we're clearing them out fast. Yeah, okay. So find us online, ruralwarroom.com. I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner. We don't know who Clarence is or why he likes urine so much, but he's evidently known as Urine Clarence. Hey, comedy. Hey.
And as 2011 comes to a close, we got to say, hey, you know, oh, now it's going to fire. Now we got some background music.
Well, look out. It's us Mayans playing tricks with our stuff.
Yeah, way to go, Summers. Way to go, Derek. Okay, that's all I'll say about that. So
yeah,
this is for you guys. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We miss you guys already.
Way
so
to go,
cut it out. Thanks a lot.
Way to go, Ma Barker.
Yeah.
Way to go, Ma Baker.
Well.
Freeze, I'm Ma Baker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
This is the story of Ma Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
Thank you. This is not a song. These are not just lyrics. This is not for dancing. This is not a test. We need more than aesthetics. We have a solution. Clocks change like genetics. Time for evolution. The future is a shadow of where you stand today. You always have the choice. Can't win if you don't look. If you will not fight for right when you can win. If you will not fight when victory is sure, there may come a moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against. Scant chance of survival. There is the worst case. You may have to fight. No hope of victory. Or become slaves. Upon the price, real democratic movements must reach a certain size. Subcultures are our ghettos, the prisons we call home, confined to narrow fan clubs. We abdicate the throne. We divide on social issues like drugs, God, and guns. They slice up American pie while we have our petty fun. Our cause must be universal, calling us on laws to fight. For us to survive the future, we must be empowered to unite.
Thank you. Just one thing. the bell on that wild winter night. There was no one expected and no one in sight. Then they saw something standing on top of a hill, whose peculiar appearance gave them quite a turn. All at once it leapt down and ran into the hall, where it chose to remain with its nose to the wall. It was seemingly deaf to whatever they said, so at last they stopped screaming and went off to bed. Breakfast and presently ate all the syrup and toast and a part of a plate. It wrenched off the horn from the new gramophone and could not be persuaded to leave it alone. It betrayed a great liking for peering up food and for feeling the soles of its white canvas shoes. At times it would tear out old chapters from books or put roomfuls of pictures askew on their hooves. Every Sunday it brooded and lay on the floor, inconveniently close to the drawing room door. Now and then it would vanish for hours from the scene, but alas, be discovered inside a tureen. It was subject to fits of bewildering wrath, during which it would hide all the towels from the bath. In the night through the house it would aimlessly creep, in spite of the fact of its being asleep. Of which it grew fond and protect them by dropping them into the pond. It came 17 years ago, and to this day it has shown no intention of going away, 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 of going away.
Here at last, I know I'm free. I'm on my way and all the troubles that once was mine. I'll fly high, keep on moving about. No slowing down till my money runs out. That girl, she done me wrong. I found I just didn't belong. She cheated and lied to me. But here at last, I know I'm free. She done me wrong. I found I just didn't belong. She cheated and lied to me. But here at last, I know I'm free. I'm on my way and I'm feeling fine. Leaving all the troubles that once was mine. I'll fly high, keep on moving about. No slowing down till my money runs out.
You're listening to Rural War Room Radio and the Sabres. Goodness, yes. I'll Fly High is the name of that song by the Sabres on the PsychOfTheSouth.com record label from the late 60s. They're Arkansans. God love them. So before the Sabres.
Before that, that was Michael Mantler with Carla Bley and Robert Wyatt. And on guitar, Terry Ripdahl from Norway, T-E-R-J-E-R-Y-P-D-A-L. He's amazing. This is a great, great album that hardly anyone knows about. The Hapless Child, music by Michael Mantler, and the words by Edward Gorey. And you heard The Doubtful Guest, and that's been haunting me for a long time, this album. It's a great record. Came out on CD and immediately went out of print, so the prices are through the roof if you can even find a copy for sale. Good luck. But on the other hand, you got the Rural War Room to play this sort of stuff for you.
True.
Yeah.
True. And before that, we heard the one and only Kate Bush. From the record that really got her the attention she deserved, The Dreaming.
And that was her best, as far as I'm concerned. That's the one that hit me right between the eyes and still does, still affects me.
That cut is called Pull Out the Pin.
Before that, Akiko Yano. The first song that really got the hooks in me on Akiko Yano, I heard that on a little... The little sampler record, and I went out and bought a couple of records, and it was all over then, because she got me. She got me good. You heard her doing Rose Garden. That's probably my favorite song of hers. And there's a nice YouTube cut of that up online and certainly on our Rural War Room site. See her do Rose Garden. Before that,
we heard LXPK doing Time for Evolution 1.0. That's from the Line Out Records release in London called Zero State 2011. You should check that out while it's still a free download.
And we got a call from a young kid asking to hear some Cream, some Eric Clapton. And this one's got Jack Bruce kind of dominating the song, but Eric Clapton is playing on there. So, Sonny, here you go. From Disraeli Gears, we heard Dance the Night Away. That goes out to Little Maddie. And before that,
Boney M. That's for you, Maddie, too. Ma Baker, you know, from old Chicago town. She, you know, got gunned down with her sons and stuff.
I can still picture it.
So find us every week at this time. And earlier, starting at 10 p.m. Central, that's 11 p.m. East, 8 p.m. West. So Rural War Room would like to be your friend on whatever you're friending on.
And I believe the next week is our annual Quiet Show.
Where for the hangover, folks.
Where we don't actually back announce. We just announce what we're doing at the start of every hour and then just play quiet songs.
Play, play songs. Wow.
Yeah. I it's a weird concept, but you know.
That says 18.
Yep. Okay. That's kind of what I was trying to indicate.
You want to play it now?
Yeah, they're going to leave you with some Les Baxter. Once again, we're going to hear Blue Jungle. I mean, it's the first time we've heard it. It's not once again we've heard it, but once again, we're going to hear Les Baxter. So long, everybody.
Stolen, sir. I run a school bell company. Never had any trouble before. Can't understand it. Just make bells. Never had any trouble. Sir? What was stolen? My clappers. Your clappers? Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang? The clangers. That's right, we call them clappers in the business. A clapper caper. What's that? Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland, that figures. That figures. What makes it worse, they were clean. Clean copper clappers. That's right. Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet? Only one reason. What's that? He's a kleptomaniac. Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped? My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford. That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it? One other thing. What's that? If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet, yes, I'll clobber him. Let's go.